We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Right now, running back should be a priority for this team. And another day goes by, and another day it seems to me that Howie clearly doesn't value the running back like a lot of people like myself do. And I'm not talking about he needs to go out and use the first overall pick and get a running back like that, but I need a bona fide running back, Ike. And it seems like a lot of people out there just think that they use the, well, you're fine with the committee.
Right.
You can use a committee. Like Jay here on Twitter says, disappointed in the people who clearly didn't watch the last decade of teams win a Super Bowl with a committee. Hmm. And listen, you can have, a committee is different than having two strong backs. Who was in the Super Bowl last year? You had the Rams and you had the...
Oh, this past year, this last Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Rams and Patriots.
Right. Rams and Patriots both have players, first-round draft pick running backs on their teams.
Yeah, I think people are caught up in an old argument, and that's why they don't advance the discussion. No one said, or at least I'm not saying, I don't think you've said it, no one said you need a Pro Bowl running back.
Nope.
The Eagles aren't drafting in the top 10, so we're not having arguments about drafting Zeke Elliott or Christian McCaffrey or Leonard Fournette. They draft 25, so we're not having this argument of taking a guy too early, needing one back to be your bell cow. We need good running backs. And we're talking about quality running backs. We're talking about running backs that you can rely on. And if it's by a committee, just because you put a group of backs together and form a committee doesn't mean it's a good committee. It doesn't mean it's a good committee. So, yeah, they may have a collection of running backs, but when they can't play or you can't rely on them, then no one's going to be happy with the group of running backs that we have.
Right. The committee they have right now is not good enough.
No.
And you need to add not even one player to that committee. You need to add two.
We need at least two running backs here, especially if people don't think you're taking a three-down back.
Right.
So you need at least two running backs.
Now, Isaiah Crowell got released by the Jets today. Howie may have a plan, Ike. Howie may.
Well, he does.
You think he does?
We just don't know what his plan is. He has a plan.
Well, I'm getting nervous here, all right? Because what happens?
I think it's more likely that he trades for a running back than it is he drafts a running back in the first two rounds. That's my feeling.
I agree with you.
That's my feeling.
I agree with you. I think you're going to see a mid-round selection at running back, maybe a later round selection at running back, and then he's going to add one, maybe two guys via free agency and or a trade. Here's the problem. Who's he going to add? Duke Johnson from the Cleveland Browns has been mentioned. I don't want Duke Johnson. I already have a Duke Johnson here. His name's Corey Clement or whoever, what other backup they have or they can bring in here. Mm-hmm. I get it.
You got Donnell Pumphrey.
And Pumphrey said today that he's ready, man.
He's been in a lab for 2 years getting right.
I'm trying to find exactly what I wrote it down.
He's been in the lab for 2 years. Well, you know, Pump was supposed to be our next Darren Sproles.
I've been in the lab for 2 years now. This third year, I'm more than ready. That was Danelle Pumphrey on Twitter today.
I'm interested in seeing it. I'm interested in seeing if he's gotten a little bigger.
I hope so.
Gotten a little bigger.
I hope he turns.
See if he can make somebody miss.
I hope he turns into a good running back. I can't count on him.
No, he's a third. No, he would be in the Sproles role.
Right.
He's not an answer at your running back anyway.
Right. And everybody wants to say,
he's a complimentary back.
Because 2017 they won, everyone wants to say, well, you're fine with this guy, you're fine with that guy, you're fine with this guy. In 2018, that didn't work. So go out and get somebody now. Go out and get somebody now. Howie, if you want to wait for trades, you want to wait till the draft, okay, you're rolling the dice. All right? Howie doesn't value the running back as much as I do. Again, I'm not talking about going out and getting a top three back in the league. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying going out and getting a legitimate starting running back, even if it's for this year, that you know you can hand the ball off to and then draft somebody or even sign another person, but you can't do it again this year. 888-729-9494. He hasn't valued the position really in 3 years. Mm-hmm. If you think about it, 2016, he had Ryan Matthews. 2017, he started the season with LeGarrette. And then last year was Ajayi Clement Sproles.
Mm-hmm. couple moves over the last hour or so, because free agency is still going on, even though the Eagles have been quiet the last couple of days.
Mm-hmm.
Free agency is still going on. Chicago Bears signed Clinton Dix, 1 year deal, $3.5 million.
Man.
Saints signed former Patriots defensive tackle Malcolm Brown, 3 years, $15 million.
Huh.
49ers signed cornerback Jason Verrett, 1 year, $3.6 million. Panthers release offensive tackle Matt Khalil. That's a vet offensive tackle right there. Patriots sign wide receiver Bruce Ellington.
Hmm.
And the Bengals sign cornerback B.W. Webb.
Love B.W. Webb.
So here's what I like when I see signings like this, right? These are all affordable signings. Yesterday, there were some affordable signings out there. I think the big money wave is over with.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The T.J. Yeldons are still out there. The Spencer Wares are still out there. Okay, what are we gonna do?
Yeah, I don't want those guys.
No,
I don't.
Right,
I don't
hear you.
I don't want those guys. I already have those guys on my team.
They came in with Spencer Ware and T.J. Yeldon.
Nope, I'd be yelling. I'd be yelling. Unless they're going to release everybody on the team and they're going to be the second and the third back and then they're bringing in another back, then I'm fine with that.
The only running back, in my opinion, that has a chance of legitimately coming back next year is Corey Clement.
Agreed. Yeah, he's as far as I'm concerned, he's probably on the team next year. Or he's the best chance to earn it. He's got the best chance to earn it.
I mean, listen, they may bring these bodies back to camp, but they're not going into the season with five of these guys at the running back.
All right,
position.
Everybody, here's the phone number, 888-729-9494. Do you like what Howie's doing? He's more or less kind of waiting it out, seeing what happens, maybe trying to snag a guy here, maybe grabbing a guy here, maybe going into the draft and trying to draft a guy, making a draft day trade. That's fine. You better get him. Mm-hmm. If you think you can get Jordan Howard, you better get him. If you think you can get this guy, you better get him. Because right now, you know what you have at the position? Nothing. You're not good enough. It hurt your team last year. But a lot of people out there like the rotation, like the committee, and don't value the running back. Ike, I value the running back. I do. I value a good running back. Tevin Coleman signed for $3.6 million in his first year. I bring Tevin Coleman in to be the second running back and sign another guy to be the first running back. Or draft a guy high to be the first running back. Tevin Coleman's your ideal number two running back. And I would have paid money for him. He's perfect in what you need him to do. 888-729-9494. The people out there that don't think this team even needs to add a running back, their current situation is fine. What is wrong with you? Were you not watching last year? 888-729-9494. Let's go to the phones. Roy in Williamstown. Hi, Roy.
Hey, brother, how you making out today?
How
First
are you?
Caller.
Thank you.
Love the show.
What up, Roy?
Love the show. Before I get started, give a shout-out to Mike Duran out there, one of my good supervisors. But listen, your answer out there is Josh Jacobs, running back, Alabama. That's the only guy in the draft. He's number 17th overall player coming out of the draft this year.
Yeah, I don't know if he's going to be there at 25.
And even if he is, I don't know if the Eagles are going to take him at 25.
See, the only team I looked at is the only team that she can take in a running back is maybe the Oakland Raiders. They're at 24. You might have to drop one or two spots. And Howie knows this. There's no other running back right now that's worth it. There's not. But I just want to hit you guys with some running backs taking all the first round the last, 4 years now. You got Barkley, Sony Michel, and Rashard Penny last year. All three were taken in the first round. Rashard Penny had an off year because he's hurt most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
Year before that, Fournette McCaffrey. Year before that, Zeke. A year before that was Gurley and Gordon.
Yep.
So the running backs in the first round are valuable. People say you don't draft the running back first round. That's BS. You can draft the running back first round. I say you go for Josh Jacobs. If you had to jump up a couple spots to get him, albeit. It's the only glaring hole we've been talking about all day. We don't know. Like Ike was sitting there for 5 minutes thinking, who else are we going to take? Do we need another safety? Do we need a quarterback?
Yeah.
Do we need another pass
rusher? Need a running back.
We don't know. We need a running back. That is your answer. Josh Jacobs, end of story. That's it.
All right, Roy.
Well, Roy, I tell you what, if they were to do that, I think they would make a lot of people happy. See, my thing is I don't think they're going to do it.
I agree with you.
That's my thing. I don't think they're going to do it. It's not as if they don't need it, and Josh Jacobs, would he work out? Listen,
he's not really ideal for what they do.
You're talking about another Alabama running back. Is it the offensive line in Alabama, or is it the running back that's special? When's the last special running back that came out of Alabama? Mark Ingram may have been the best of the bunch, and he's not special. Did make a Pro Bowl, though.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't get special money. Didn't get Le'Veon money. Didn't get Todd Gurley money.
Didn't get any money, really.
Right? That's what I'm saying. So, like, when's the last special back to come out of Alabama? It's hard judging those Bama backs because of their offensive line.
Right.
He looked so good behind that offensive line.
You get pro lines.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I mean, really, if you think about it, you even had a really good corner come out of Alabama. Right? I'm trying to think in the last couple years if you have, but there have been some real busts that are coming out right there. And a lot of people say it's because they get pressure because they have their front seven is like a pro front seven, and they just dominate the other team at the line of scrimmage. I understand the running back isn't.
I'd be shocked if the Eagles draft a running back in the first round.
I would too.
Shocked.
I would be, and I agree when people say, oh, we don't value the running back. I know that running backs don't make, just look at this offseason. Tevin Coleman, I thought he was going to get $20 million. He got, he didn't even really get starter money.
He got $10 million.
He didn't get starter money.
Yeah.
And draft picks, you don't get a lot of number one or top five picks at the running backs. I get that. Mm-hmm. But making just a general statement of, oh, all the teams that win, they don't value running backs, that's not true.
That's stupid.
It's just not true. At any position, I want good players, Ike. At any position. And if you can upgrade your team with a running back, you do it.
You know what argument I use when people say that to me?
Yeah.
Tom Brady's won 6 Super Bowls and he was drafted in the 6th round. So why draft quarterbacks in the 1st round? You don't need to draft a quarterback in the top 5,
mm-hmm.
top 10. You can just wait until the 2nd, 3rd, 4th round to take the guys.
Yep. New England and the Rams this year both had 1st round draft pick running backs. Year before, it was the Patriots and it was the Eagles. We know that rotation worked for them.
Mm-hmm.
Year before that, again, the Patriots and the Atlanta Falcons. All right.
Well, Devontae Freeman was a 2nd-round pick.
Right, and he's on a big contract. He's mm-hmm. making big money. Denver and Carolina the year before that. Denver had who was their lead back that year?
They had a committee.
Yeah, Denver
they had
always.
C.J. Anderson. They had your boy.
C.J. Anderson.
C.J. Anderson and somebody else.
New England and Seattle. Beast mode.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Well, that's how they won, because they're running game.
Right.
They didn't win because of the passing game.
So you'll have years where, you're right, it's quarterback play, but quarterback play is more important than having a running back. Like, we all know that, but it doesn't mean that you just don't have a running back because you think that, we'll just get a couple guys and that's fine.
I got news for you. Tom Brady just won his 6th Super Bowl by running the football.
Right.
They threw the ball when they had to. They ran the football. He controlled the clock. They ran the ball.
Yep. Yeah, no, Sony Michel was their best offensive player. Mike in Stratford. Hi, Mike.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
How are you?
What's up, Mike?
No, Marcellus, this is Shay. I was in total agreement. And I thought last year the reason why they lost was the running game. And this year coming up, I wasn't sure if we could afford Le'Veon Bell. But, you know, then I see what he signs for. Eagles paid $10 million for Malik Jackson, $10 million for Sean Jackson, and they're giving Aguilar $9 million. I think it was a no-brainer. How he's worth this salt and gold. He probably should have made a play and tried to get Le'Veon Bell in here, man. I think it was possible, and I think it would have been enough to, you know, get the Super Bowl, and I think he would have been a better signing than the other two that they did sign. What do you guys think?
I just don't think they were ever going to put that type of money into the running back position. I mean, Le'Veon Bell, unless they were going to offer more than the $35 million guaranteed he got in New York, he wasn't coming here.
Howie
he wasn't coming here. He was going to go to the highest bidder.
If the Jets weren't in and there was other teams, that maybe you might have seen Howie emerge in the picture.
No, it was all about the price.
But the Jets were offering the most money.
Yeah.
Everybody knew it. They tried to create more of a market and get him more money. Maybe they got him a couple more dollars from the Jets. I would have loved to have Le'Veon Bell. It didn't happen. So now you turn to other guys, though. You turn to guys, Mark Ingram, that has done it. Maybe he's not a great fit for the offense. Tevin Coleman's out there. You don't want Tevin Coleman. I would assign Tevin Coleman just to be the number two wide receiver or number two running back.
Mm-hmm.
He can help Carson Wentz in ways that other guys can't. Right? I mean, he offers, if you really want to do a true committee, then you get a bigger back that can run between the tackles and have Tevin Coleman as your second back. Right? That's ideal for me. That's where I like having two backs.
Yeah. I mean, he's gone now, though. I mean, he's gone now. He's with San Francisco.
Gino in Kennett Square. Hi, Gino.
How you guys doing?
How are you?
What's up, Gino?
Pretty good. So there's two reasons why I say you don't get a running back, especially you don't get a running back in the first round. Mike, you talked a little bit ago. You said it's hard to tell how good an Alabama running back is because of how good their offensive line is.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you do. You build up your offensive line so you can plug in any running back you want, and they're going to be productive. And that's actually what New England has been doing. They have really good offensive line play, and they just rotate backs in year after year.
They've let their left tackle go the last 2 years.
Yeah,
they've been letting linemen go.
Yeah, exactly. They let them go, and then they bring in a guy who can come in who fits their system, and they're all high-quality players. You don't need to waste – and here's the other part.
Hold on. New England just drafted a running back in the first round.
I know that it's very late.
Still in the first round.
I understand. Who were Tom Brady's running backs when he was winning the Super Bowl back in the day?
Who was Tom Brady's running back when he won this year?
Sony Michel,
and he was a first-round pick.
Mike, that's fine, but that's the outlier for the New England Patriots.
You're talking about the Patriots. I can give you other teams. Sure, you can pick a team that didn't win with a number one running back. Hold on, Geno. Because it's an old argument that doesn't hold up unless you pick the year, unless you cherry pick the year and the Super Bowl champion. Because you don't want me to pick the Emmitt Smith years or the Marshall Faulk years, right? You don't want me to pick those years. You want me to pick the years where – you don't want me to pick Terrell Davis's years where he's the only reason John Elway has two Super Bowls.
Jamal Lewis.
When he's the only real offense Baltimore
had. The only offense.
Like, you don't want me to pick you. You want to pick the years where you have a team that won without a running back. And then you'll say, well, okay, that running back wasn't taken in the first round. But the offense was catered around the running back. So that lets you know that the running game is important.
James White, by the way.
There is, real quick, John.
Yeah.
There's more than one way to win the Super Bowl. For years, we heard, you don't win the Super Bowl through free agency. New England doesn't play in free agency. Well, that's not true anymore, so you can't use
them. It's not, you're right.
Can't use them as an example. You know why? You know what else you can't use an example? The Eagles won the Super Bowl because of free agency.
The Broncos
not
a couple
the draft.
Years ago.
Exactly. The Broncos
agency.
Won the Super Bowl because of free agency. So all those old arguments that used to be true in that moment, they don't necessarily hold up anymore. You know what? You can actually win with a mobile quarterback now. That wasn't true for years.
Yep.
Like, stop it with these old arguments, man. You win with good players and a good football team. There's more than one way to win a championship. There isn't this one formula for success. There isn't one formula to winning in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, James White, he makes $4 million a year, by the way. It's not like James White is making Tevin Coleman money.
Yes.
And he's primarily, he is a third down back pass receiver. He's Tom Brady loves him. He loves using him out of the back, but he can run the ball too. They have two well-paid first-round draft pick, a $4 million a year player in their backfield.
And the Rams just got to the Super Bowl with their best player being Todd Gurley. And they are a quarterback away from pooping his pants. From winning the Super Bowl against Tom Brady.
Well,
I mean, did the Patriots think Tom Brady stunk in the Super Bowl?
He was bad. He stunk. Yep.
Anybody who thinks that the New England Patriots won the Super Bowl because of Tom Brady,
both quarterbacks
you're
stunk.
Crazy.
Yep.
Exactly. Both quarterbacks stunk.
Yep.
Tom Brady won that Super Bowl because of his running back and his defense.
Yep. No, there's no doubt about it. And, yeah, I mean, it doesn't mean that you need to be the Jets and spend $35 million guaranteed to get Le'Veon Bell. But here's what you can't do if you're the Eagles. Go into this season with the same rotation that you had last year.
Yes.
That didn't work. And that's the main point. That's what it is. It's
that's
not
the
about
main point.
Spending high first-round draft picks on guys.
It's looking at what you have and saying, this ain't going to work.
It's not good enough.
That's point blank. Looking at what you have and saying, it's not good enough.
888-729-9494. It's not good enough. They need to improve it. And right now they haven't, Ike.
For years, you didn't need a receiver to win the Super Bowl. Oh, the Eagles, you need receivers. Right?
888-729-9494.
Nobody includes Marvin Harrison. Did Marvin Harrison win the Super Bowl?
Mm-hmm.
Right? He won it.
Oh, absolutely.
Right? He was the number one wide out, right?
It's a Hall of Famer.
Okay.
Absolutely.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, They're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.